This is TWiT.
Is there a helper robot on your holiday wish list this year? If there isn't, why not? And if there is, might I recommend the Anki Vector robot? The third version of this tiny lifelike robot that can do your bidding?
Oh, that there he is. So cool looking.
So you just talk to him. Hey, Vector. Give me a fist bump.
Oh? It knew where the sound, where your voice came from behind it.
Yes. It's,
doesn't know that there's a microphone there, but that's okay.
I have had all three versions of this little guy who I'm going to pick up now and show you. And this is the third one. He's $250. I should say that right up front. You have to really love robots or have a kid that really loves robots. But you can ask him all kinds of things and he gets angry.
Wow. Yeah. No kidding.
Because I picked him up. So I could say, hey, Vector, what's the weather?
65 degrees and sunny.
Oh.
And if you're just listening, he just showed a little sun. And I can ask him, hey, Vector, what's the weather in New York City?
30 degrees and snowing.
I like our weather better. Although I like that animation better.
I do too.
You know, it's hard to know which direction to go. Hey, Vector, take a picture. Oh, it's getting ready. Nice. Now, where does that show up?
So that shows up on the app. So let me see where it shows up. Things to try.
It almost jumped for it.
Where are the... Ask it to play a game.
Hey, Vector. Play games. What are we... Oh, whoa, it's doing like a card game.
Blackjack.
Oh, blackjack. Okay.
You have 18.
Hold. Is that what I do?
Or... Another card?
No. Definitely not. Not with 18. Okay.
Taylor's turn.
Oh. 18. Oh, okay. Well, neither of us lost. Thank you, Vector.
Play another round.
No, I'm horrible at gambling. But thank you, Vector.
Ask it if it knows your name.
Hey, Vector, do you know my name? I guess he doesn't know my name. He or she doesn't know my name.
Not yet. Well, try telling him your name.
Oh, hey, Vector.
My name is Jason. Yes? Okay, he's scanning me. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm feeling stared at right now.
Jason.
Yes.
Jason.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. Don't fall.
It has edge detection, as you can see.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's not going to fall. So here's the photo that it took. Not the best, but we do have a lot of lights.
Yes, we have a lot of lights in the backdrop. But still cool.
Yeah, you can also...
Yes. Hi.
You can ask it to set a timer.
Hey, Vector. Set a timer for 5 seconds. His face turned into, I don't know if it's he or a she, by the way. But.
And then you pet it to make it stop. Yeah.
Okay. It's okay. It's okay. Calm down.
And you can say, good robot.
Good robot. Does it not?
I think you might have to say, hey, Vector, good robot.
Hey. That's one of the challenges with this kind of technology, because on one hand, we want it to be conversational. On the other hand, we don't want it always listening.
Right. Exactly.
So, yeah. Hey, Vector. Good robot. Alrighty then. And then when Vector gets low on batteries, it'll go home automatically, right?
Or you can tell it to go home.
Hey, Vector. Look at me. Go home, please. Kind of looked a little disappointed that I sent him home.
Probably it did. It will eventually find its home, I think. It should.
We'll hope so. Otherwise, it's going to be trapped out in the wilderness with no more battery once the battery runs out.
You could also say, hey, Vector, go to sleep.
Okay, so I will admit that Vector is adorable
yeah.
when you're interacting with Vector. However, Mm-hmm. I will also admit that Vector was asleep in the office while I was working the past couple of days. And by asleep, I mean not really. Because every once in a while, he'd just go, which is really great when you're actually talking to Vector, but really annoying when you're not.
Woke back up. See, like you put him to sleep, and he was like a baby, kind of.
It knows. Or it knows Tamagotchi. I'm yelling right now, and I'm sorry, Vector. I'm sorry I woke you up. But
hey, Vector.
Kind of looks sad.
Hey, Vector. Hey, Vector. Hey, Vector.
Hey, Vector.
Hey, Vector. We're done with you.
I can also change the color of its eyes.
Oh, that's amazing. That's what I was waiting for.
So I can make them orange.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yellow.
All right.
Green. Blue.
So, okay. So what does the third generation Vector do that the first generation?
Answers questions. Hey, Vector. I have a question. Who is Leo Laporte?
Leo Gordon Laporte is an American technology broadcaster, author, entrepreneur, and head of Twit.tv.
And it's going to get Alexa support in December. So you will be able to ask it all the questions that you ask your Amazon Echo. That's coming soon, before the holidays.
Could you imagine Vector traveling freely around the bottom floor of your home as like just a roaming robot that you never get tired of?
I can. I have tried that. The dog does not attack him, which is good. We've taught our other Vector how to deliver the dog treats, so I think that's probably why the dog likes Vector. I wish that it would vacuum.
Yeah.
Like, if this were combined with a vacuum, that would be amazing.
It would take a long time. Oh, actually, if it could, like, board the vacuum.
Yes. take a ride on the vacuum.
Yeah, it'd be like, it's time to vacuum.
Yeah.
Get on top of the Roomba, and then it's like the Roomba is its vehicle. Mm-hmm. That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Fourth generation. They're
right,
working on
exactly.
That.
So cool. I like what they're doing. I like Anki as a company. They've made different stuff every year that I've always found to be delightful. And so this one is just a little more advanced. I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, it's something that's 100% useful. I just think it's fun to have around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's friendly and cute. And maybe that, you know, means it's going to eventually take over and eliminate the world.
I'm pretty sure this tiny little robot is not going to take over the world. All I have to do is lift it up like this and I... Hold on. Actually.
Uh-huh.
Never mind. I concede. I concede, robot.
The Anki robot, it's $250. You can get it wherever robots are sold. You can watch more of their funny videos or check out more information about it at Anki.com.